Paddle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to give you guys my pros and cons of the Blue Yeti microphone, the Logitech H600 headset, and the Blue Snowball Ice microphone. So, without further ado, I'll switch us to stereo here. And after I'm done telling you guys the pros and cons for each, I'll give you guys a little sound test. So, I'm right now talking into the blackout edition of the Blue Yeti. I don't have the Yeti Pro. I have the normal original Yeti. In the stereo pattern, as you can tell. There will be no audio editing whatsoever will be done. So, without further ado, let me talk about my pros and cons about the Blue Yeti. So, Blue Yeti cons. It has a bug where if you're messing with the options in sound card mode, it, by default, as you know, it will let you monitor your audio without listening to this device. But, however, when I started messing with these options on the back, it kind of messed that up, and I kind of need to listen to this device in order to hear myself. But that's not really an issue, because I'm used to using listen to this device anyway. Another con is the selector knob is pretty hard to turn. Like here, I'll show you. So it's hard to turn. I'm in the cardioid mode, but that's just the selector knob that does that. The other knobs are fine. Another con is it takes a few seconds to switch to stereo from another polar pattern. But that doesn't really bother me, but that's just a con I might put in there. I'm just gonna put you guys into cardioid for a sec, so my mom's voice doesn't get picked up as well with a microphone. Pros, however, are that it has good quality. It has multiple selections, so you can select which polar pattern you want. I'm in omnidirectional. Another pro is that it's very bassy. It's a very bassy microphone. Like, I'm going to turn up the gain.
Audacity. Paddle.
A little bit. And you can tell it's pretty bassy. Another pro of the Blue Yeti is that it has a better stand than the Blue Snowball Ice. Further
run dialogue
enhancing.
Select music. Items view. Select all. Delete mode. Yes, but recordings. Items view list. Audacity.
And also a pro is build quality. The build quality is nice on this microphone. It's a metal material all around. There's just a few bits of plastic, like the mute button, and the knobs are plastic. But aside from that, this is an all-metal mic. And, we're now going to have a look at the Blue Snowball Ice, so I'm going to stop this recording and switch to the Blue Snowball Ice. Alright guys, so we are now on the Blue Snowball Ice. The quality is a little more low end on this microphone. And as you can hear, there's a little ringing noise inside of the mic for some odd reason. So the cons of this thing, it's a short mic. I don't like it. to be honest with you. I don't like it. It's crap. Sound quality is decent, but it doesn't cut it for me. And the Monster Yeti back here sounds way better. Way better than this. Snowball Ice. Another thing is build quality. This is all plastic, except for the grill. As you can hear, this is all metal on the Yeti. So that's my cons. Pros, I don't really have any. But it's a good starter mic. That's all I can recommend. Let you guys know. So this is what it sounds like. I'm going to move now to the Logitech H600s.
Alright. We're on the Logitech H600s now. For a budget headset, it's decent. I mean, it could be better. It picks up a lot of background noise. And it loops, as you can tell, because it's attached to the headset. So, cons about this mic is it's crappy quality. It could be better. For me at least, it's really quiet. It's not that quiet, but it's pretty quiet.
Desktop list.
It's not as loud as it was when I got it. And I guess that's overall wear and tear of the device. Pros, it's portable. You can fold it up, and then you can store up the little transmitter in the left ear cup. There's a slot in there. Also, another con is that it doesn't have Bluetooth, unlike the H800. This only has the wireless, which means I can only use the transmitter. Another pro, like the Yeti, it has a mute button, so. But another con is, you can hear that button click. Unlike the Yeti, you can only hear the button clicking when you unmute. So that concludes the Logitech H600s.
Audacity panel.
All right, so that concludes our pros and cons of each device specified in this video, as the Blue Snowball Ice, the Blue Yeti, and the Logitech H600s. Overall, what I can recommend to you is the Blue Yeti. So we're in the cardioid setting now, and as you can hear, it's not as flat sounding as our Snowball Ice. So overall, for the price you're paying, and for the price I paid for it, I don't regret my purchase at all. I don't regret it a single bit. And especially for a person who's saving up for a Mac, I don't regret my purchase. And you know, it's worth it. To get this thing. And yeah. So, thanks guys for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out.